All right, in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Today is September 29th, 2013. It's the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, and we're celebrating the feast day of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Michael the Archangel in Rome, which took place in the 500s, by 530 by Pope Boniface II. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the battle. Today's lecture is going to be on frugality, how Catholics must be frugal. If not, they sin. And depending on how unfrugal they are, could even be a mortal sin, or if it's at least a venial sin, and it could lead to mortal sins if you're not frugal. Frugal means that you don't waste things, and it means that you budget your money. You know how much money you're getting in, and how much money you need for your expenses, so that you don't spend more than what you're taking in. Because what happens when you start spending more than you're taking in, you fall into the clutches of the enemy, which today happens to be the apostate Jews and the Freemasons, and you fall into usury. You start borrowing money at interest rates, or you use credit cards, and you're running up a big bill, and you don't have the money to pay it at the end of the month, and you end up falling into trouble, and that's evil. That's another sin you fall into if you're not frugal. What you could fall into by not being frugal is you start borrowing money at interest rates, and then that's usury. If it's forced upon you, it's not your fault. There's nothing you can do about it. For instance, if you don't have money to pay an electric bill for some legitimate reason, and the electric company charges you an interest rate on a payment, that's not your fault. That's involuntary. But frugality is a virtue in itself that you need to have to be perfect and holy. Catholics must be frugal. If they're not, they commit venial sins. If they're consistently not frugal, they can fall into mortal sins. So again, frugality means do not waste things and budget your money and make sure you don't spend more than you have. Now, sometimes poor people don't get enough money, so they really don't have enough money to even for their necessities. But generally, God has somebody step in and help them, like the state or the Catholic Church when she was controlling the state would take care of the poor people and give them what they need. There would be places, or you'd have to go out and beg. But we're just going to talk basically about frugality, what it means, and we're talking about in the category of not wasting. Whenever you buy things, don't buy things you don't need, first of all. Capitalism in this country is one of the most evil things in the world. It's capitalism is evil to the core. It breeds greed, selfishness, excessive waste, buying things you don't need. Sometimes people go out and buy a new refrigerator because they don't like the color. Because they want to get a refrigerator that has another color to it. Or it has another fancy thing on there, so they buy it when their old refrigerator is working fine. People buy things all the time. They're buying things that they don't need. It also means when you buy things that you need, that you buy them at the best prices possible and for what you can afford. Now, depending on how much money you're taking in, you budget out your money and you see what type of food can you buy. Now, a person who's rich and has a little bit more money than another person, they can go out and buy steaks and more expensive foods that a poor person cannot buy. But even the rich person needs to be frugal. And I'll give an example for that even. If you're going out there and you can get steaks for normal, like for us, there's nothing evil about eating steaks, you know. If you have the money for it, good, buy it. But we don't like to spend, I don't usually like to spend more than $3 a pound for any type of meat. We were talking about this yesterday. So if you have a steak that's $6 per pound, I am not going to buy that. Imagine if you had a family. Now, if you're a rich person, maybe you can afford it, but even a rich person should try to get it on sale. We wait for it to get on sale when it comes down below $3, like $2.89 a pound or something, and then we stock up on it. We buy a couple of them and we freeze it. That's another thing you do. You look for sales. You can save so much money when you buy things on sale. For instance, if you like cheese, cheese is expensive nowadays. You get a regular pound of cheese, it might cost you $4 to $5. In town here, we wait for it to go on sale, and they sell it in bulk. How big are those blocks that we get?
5 pounds.
They're 5 pound blocks of cheese. And so you get that. When you get that, it's like $1.99 or $2 a pound. So now you're getting cheese for $2 a pound as opposed to normally $4 or $5 a pound. You're saving $2 per pound, and you get the whole 5 pound block, and you cut it up, and you save it, and you store it. You're saving money. That's what you do with when you're buying any type of food product. When it's on sale, you buy it in bulk when it's on sale and you save it. I say that the people, you know, the devil makes a lot of money, the Jew off of people on spot buying. When they go into stores, they got the candy. First of all, it has a lot to do with gluttony and lack of moderation. You can't wait till you get home, or you can't wait, you're eating outside of meals and all that. So people have to eat. So they go into stores and they pick a Snicker bar off of there, as about that big, a small Snicker bar, not a big one, and they're paying a lot of money for it. You can actually get Snicker bars cheaper if you buy them in bulk. So I'm not against eating chocolate. God's not saying you can't eat chocolate. You can moderate it. There's nothing wrong with it. But you wait. You get it when it's on sale. You get the whole pack of the Snicker bars. Take it home. Put it in the refrigerator. And take out the one you want to eat when you're saving half price. A lot of times it comes up to half price. The stuff you're looking at the registers, they're killing you on the price. They're killing you on. That's not frugal. You're wasting. It's a sin when you do that. If you know you can walk right back in the aisle and see these Snicker bars half price if you buy like 20 of them in a bag instead of the one at the register, buy the 20 in a bag and go home. It's the people are very unfrugal in the United States. They're taught to spend, buy things they don't need so that they can keep expanding and making more money, and more profits. They don't make light bulbs efficient enough because they want them to wear out so you can make money off of it. A lot of stuff you can't help like that because if it's the only light bulbs available to you and they're cheap ones that go out every month, you have no choice but to buy the lousy ones. They want you to continue to buy things. That's capitalism. And especially people that are living under a capitalistic system, they're very greedy. They're very selfish. They're very wasteful. Yeah, but not everybody. People who are wise, even this is not something, by the way, that Catholics should just do. This is a natural law that even pagans should do. This is a natural law written upon the heart that you should be frugal, that you should not waste. When you eat your food, don't waste food. Try not to throw out a lot of your food. And we read from the Gospels, from Jesus Christ himself, Almighty God, about frugality. He teaches us when he multiplied the loaves and the fishes for the people to eat. And with the first miracle, it was like 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he fed more than 5,000 people. It's 5,000 men, including women and children. And then when they were done eating, he said, gather up all the loaves and the extra fishes and put them in a basket, lest they be lost. So to be frugal. And then you have leftovers. So as we said before, when God gives, he gives 100-fold. He gives more than what you need. And then they had more that they can eat the next following days. We read about this in John 6, where he says, and they gathered therefore and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above to them that were eaten. So we learn about Jesus, God himself, could have just done a miracle the next day and made some more loaves and more fish. But he's teaching us frugality. And don't even take advantage of his miracles. So that when God does give you a miracle and he gives you something like that, thank him for it and use frugally what he gives us. And don't expect God to, he can just do another miracle. I'll just throw this stuff out and I'll let it go to waste. No. He had them gather up what was left over from the bread and the fish, and they put it into baskets, and then they could take it home and they had leftovers. And a lot of people know leftovers sometimes are even better than your original meal. So here our Lord Jesus Christ himself is teaching us about frugality. A lot of people today, they throw out so much food. If you go by restaurants, people can literally live off of going through dumpsters. They call it dumpster diving. And that's frugal. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a person, if you don't have a lot of money, we used to do that in the beginning. We used to go through the dumpsters and pull food out and get bread. And when I first moved here, and I didn't have as much money as I do now, we used to go into the dumpsters and get food. And it's perfectly good food. It shows you how they waste things. They throw things out. So the first thing you want to do is make sure when you're buying things, check prices. If they're on sale, buy them in bulk. Store them up in your refrigerator if it needs to be in the refrigerator. If it's beans or something like that, store them up in a place in your house. We used to go down here at the local store, Bullock's. They used to have 4 times a year big sales on corn, canned vegetables. And we would stock up on it. And we would have all the canned vegetables we would need till the next 3-4 months. And we would stock up on it. That's frugal. That's being frugal. Also, when you're buying things, be careful. Like just recently, we had to get a water pump here for our well. The water pump that, the very good one, you want to get a good water pump, and the one we wanted to get and was recommended to us by the experts, the guys that put them in, its list price is $1,200. And we called around all your shops where your pump guys who puts pumps in, and they're all giving us a $1,200 price. We go onto the internet and check it out, and we found it for $700. So you're already saving $500 there. But then we checked a little bit later on, and with a little phone calling, we got it down to $480 as opposed to $1,200. That's a huge, giant savings. Most people, they look at something and they're given a price by a dealer and they go for it. They don't check. And when you don't check, you pay the price. All men are liars. Most men are liars, especially when it comes to buying and selling. car salesmen and everybody. They'll tell you stuff. I got the best price here. Nobody can beat it. I got this. I got this. Well, would you mind if I just check another car dealer down the block and I check a few other people before I go to you? See, some people who have a lot of money are really fall into this trap a lot too. They think you got, so another thing which is, they always think you got to go to the top professional guy or the dealer, and you can't get from a secondhand person or wholesale or get it from somewhere else. Yeah, you have to go through the guy who has an established name. Now, sometimes these guys may give you a good deal, but a lot of times they take you for a ride. You can get the same thing somewhere else, half price, and it's the same product. We're not talking about getting something cheaper. Now, frugal doesn't mean get junky stuff, unless that's all you can afford, then you have to get junky stuff because you only have money for that. Frugal doesn't mean that. It means getting the best quality stuff you could for the best price you can, for the best price possible, provided you can afford it. For example, you don't want to go out, it's like my mother used to always say this, you can get a cheap pair of shoes and it wears out in 3 months, or you get one good pair of shoes, which may cost more, but it's going to last you for 3 years. So you want to get the best quality stuff. Frugal doesn't mean cheaper. But if you don't have money to get the good shoe that lasts 3 years because it's too expensive, well, then you got to get the cheap one and it's going to wear out on you in 3 months and you try to tape it up and repair it or something. Then you have no choice. But you will find out, even though it pays off in the long run, a lot of times you got to do these calculations, that if I get the one good pair of shoe that's going to last 3 years, I'm going to save more money that way than getting a new pair every 3 months of the cheap one. So you're actually saving money by buying something better, a better quality thing. But even then, you just get the best price for it. That's the whole thing. You check for your prices. You find out what are the best prices. You wait for things to go on sale. If something's too expensive, then you wait to see if it goes on sale. And then you buy it when it's on sale. We're just searching for a printer here, a Ricoh printer, a color printer. We're going to get laser check printer. We're especially getting it now because we're going to come out with this book soon on the desecration of Catholic places, and we have a lot of color pictures in there. Now, the Ricoh was listed at $2,000. Then you check another place, it's $1,600. And then we finally got a place, $1,200. So you're saving money. And that's all part of frugality, checking things. And you also want to check to make sure that you're getting the right product and you don't get the wrong thing, because then you're wasting your money too. If you don't do your research on it and then you get burnt, you get something that's not good and it doesn't work. So frugality here, in this aspect we were just talking about, has to do with getting the best prices on things that you do need and things that you do use, all right? Getting the best prices that you could, buying in bulk. It also means that when you buy certain products, don't go running out and buying the latest, greatest, newest thing if you don't need it. If the old product is working, if the old saying is, if it's not broken, don't fix it, really does apply. I'll give you a few examples. I got the same coffee pot that I've been using here. I use it for tea now. I used to drink coffee with it, but I use it for boiling up my tea water. But it's good for coffee, too. I think I had that in the 1990s, the same coffee pot. It's the same one. It's a very good quality. You plug it in, it heats it up, it works really good. I got the same coffee pot for, 10, maybe 23 years. I don't know how many years now. I got the same car, the Jetta, the Volkswagen Jetta, 50 miles per gallon. We got that one in around year 2000 or something, even before that, around year 2000. I had that car now for 13 years, and I'm not going to get rid of it until it completely explodes or it doesn't work anymore. I got the same car. You see, I don't need another. It gets me from point A to Z. Now, sometimes you need to have a better car for longer trips, so then you get a good car. I'm not against people getting a nicer car. But you don't need to continually get all these. I'm going to trade it in because it's got a new little GPS system on it, or whatever they call those things. It's got a new little DVD player on it. It's got a nice new seat that goes back with the plush thing on it. So they're always getting new things. You know, you can tell how evil and wasteful and frugal capitalism is by all the car commercials. How could people afford all these cars? That car I got, which I've now had for about 13 years, and I only bought one new car in my life, and it was a lemon. It was a lemon car. You can't return it either. Once you buy a new car, it's really bad. It was a nightmare. Everything else I got is used cars. This car has been going on for 13 years. How would and it costs $500 for me, and it's 50 miles per gallon. The cars now cost like $20,000-$30,000. You can live for 3-5 years in this town on that money. More maybe even. What it costs you to buy one car. Just it's unfrugal. And they're complaining about, oh, we're in economic dire straits. Where are they getting all the money to buy all these cars? The United States doesn't know what it means to be poor. But they're going to know in the future when God punishes them. They're going to know what it means to be poor. And because they're not used to being poor, when they really become poor, they're going to kill themselves. It's in the scriptures. It's in Book of Apocalypse. Most of them are going to kill themselves because they can't bear to live really poor. When I came out here, it's natural to me. I like it. And it doesn't mean you can't have good things. God does give you good things. He gives you everything you need. But you've got to be willing to be frugal, not to always want to have all the latest, greatest, luxurious things. If it works, keep it. If God sees you're frugal, He does supply you with those other things. You may not be living in the most fanciest looking house in the world. It might be a mobile home, but in that home, I go to all the rooms I need. You got your living room, your dining room, and your bedroom, and what do you need? I always used to say, I can drink wine out of a wooden cup or a golden cup. It's still wine. It's the same wine. What does it matter if it's a golden cup or a... I'm not against gold. If you have the money... And you fine, then you get to go. But I'm saying there's a thing where the people buy a lot of things they don't need or they can't afford and get themselves into trouble. You're talking here also about the refrigerator I got over there. We call that the miracle refrigerator when we were living on Faux Street. And we were paying something like $65 a month to live there in the RV park, plus another $5 for electric. Cost me $70 a month to live. You had showers, you had trash takeout, that was electric, everything we needed. The only thing I said, Lord, I'd like to buy some meats and foods to store, and it'd be nice if we can get a refrigerator. So Ron and I were praying for a refrigerator, and that night we were asking for a refrigerator, and we woke up the next morning, and there was a refrigerator right in the garbage. Somebody was throwing it out.
Right behind us.
And it was on a feast day of our Blessed Mother. We call that the refrigerator our Blessed Mother gave us. And then we said, hey, Ron, let's grab it. We got most of our stuff from the garbage that we use, and it works. So we took the refrigerator, plugged it in, I still have. That's the refrigerator I have now today. For 13 years at least, the same refrigerator. You realize that I got the same hair clippers. I don't know if Christopher remembers, but he's the one that actually got me those hair clippers years ago. Before I left, I still have the same hair clippers.
When I give them to you as a gift?
So I have the same hair clippers. So... And so think about what this would do to the Jews and to the Freemasons if everybody lived like this. First of all, you put them out of business overnight, and they wouldn't be able to come to power by money. Because that's how they come to power. It's in the Bible. It says the Antichrist comes to power by money. His God is Mammon. So he acts because people are greedy, and people will do anything for a buck, sell their own mother up the river if you offer them up enough money, and they know that. So that's how they've come to power. But if everyone did live like we did, you took away the main weapon of the Antichrist and the Jew to come to power. But we know that would be nice if everybody did that, but they don't. And that's how he's coming to power. He'd have to get back to the drawing board and figure out some other way to get to come to power if everybody was frugal. And so now we're talking about even not only just not spend, we're talking about... checking good prices when you get things, but keep things that you have if they're working. You don't always got to run out and get new things, and you got to get the newest and the new this thing and that. I think it used to be when they came over from Europe that sometimes they'd have the same furniture in the family for generations. This was grandmother's chest where she used to keep her clothes. And it was her mother's chest and her mother's chest. And they used to make things back then also that would last. They make things on purpose today that don't last, so you can keep going back and buying more of them. It's extremely wasteful and sinful. Capitalism is sinful, it's wasteful, it's disgusting, it's an offense to Almighty God. Mortally sinful, if that's how bad it is. So part of frugality is, if you have something that's working, keep it. If it's sufficiently doing the job for you, you don't need another one. Other thing is, when we found out it's expensive to buy, alcohol goes up. I make my own wine now. I learned how to make wine, so we make our own wine. And we save a lot of money. It used to be like around a gallon of wine used to be $12 or $13. I can make it for $3, all right? And it's better than their wine, way better. So I learned how to make my own. We have chickens here. We have Sister Reno's had to take care of them. We have chickens and hens. We have our own eggs. We have bees now. We're going to have our own honey. We're going to have our own wax. And then we have a lot of our own fruits. The sisters here grow vegetables. But there's a lot of things. Frugality also has to do with making sure that you don't use your electricity in the house when you don't need it. So when you leave a room, turn the lights out. If you leave your lights on when you're not using them, that's not frugal. You're wasting money. So, and you want to always try to conserve your electricity. And it doesn't mean you can't use your electricity for what you need, but just conserve it. If you leave a room and you keep your lights on and you're not even in there for a long time and you come, it's on all day, and if you do that all the time, that's not frugal. That's a sin. You're wasting money. It's not frugal and it's a waste. And there's other, a lot of things like that when it comes to heating your house. Insulate. There's a lot of things you can do to help yourself save money. And it all depends on what kind of money you have. When you really don't have a lot of money, we got, the best way we got here is we got wood-burning stoves that heat up the whole place. And God even was, miraculously, got us our wood for free. They started cutting down all the trees around the river over here, and we got like a couple years' supply of wood lined up on our property for free. So we heat our places for free. Those of us who have wood-burning stoves in the place. At nighttime when I'm on my RV, I don't have no heat in there. We get these sleeping bags that are 30 degree below zero sleeping bags, military bags. I sleep in that. And when I wake up, then I put on, in my RV, I don't have a wood-burning stove. I put my stove on and I heat the place up a little bit in the RV. And then in the house though, we do have a wood-burning stove. So most of the time I go in the house and use the wood-burning stove. But there's a lot of ways you can save money. And another way we're going to talk about how you save money, and it has to do with this little riddle. How do you turn aluminum cans and scrap metal into eggs? How do you turn aluminum cans and scrap metal into eggs so that you can eat them? You know, eggs, like bacon and eggs and so forth. You recycle! The reason I say that is because that's where Sister Marie gets her money. For feeding the chickens we have here. Recycling. You know how much money you make off of recycling? Oh, quite a bit. And when you add up everything I'm talking to you about right now at the end of the year, you're saving thousands of dollars. Not just hundreds. Thousands of dollars. So we recycle aluminum cans. Scrap metal. And then what we get from that, we buy chicken feed. We feed the chicken, and the chicken lays the egg, and then we eat the egg. Now the other thing also, we have the guys in town, God, Bullocks has been very generous to us. We call them sort of like a benefactor. They're very generous. They give us a lot of the food they're going to throw out in the dumpster from the vegetable shelves and all that. Ron goes there 2-3 times a week. And they give that to us, and we bring it back and feed it to the chickens, and some of it we eat. So there it is. And they get grace for that. The point I'm making here, too, is if you're frugal, God says that He promises, first of all, he'll bless you 100-fold in this world. That's part of being Catholic and being frugal. If you're not frugal, God's not going to give you those blessings if He sees you're wasting things. You know, you remember He said even in Matthew 6:26, He says, be not solicitous for your life and what you shall put on. Is not life more than the meat and the body more than a remnant? For behold, the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, but your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much more value than they? He says, if you worry about the faith first, and believe in God, and obey God's commandments, He will give you all these other things, and it will be very easy for you. He has blessed us here 100-fold. So I'm not telling, it's frugal doesn't mean cheap. It doesn't mean you can't drink wine or have a steak. We drink wine here, I just told you. I $3 a gallon instead of 13. Get your steaks on sale. You want to eat chocolate, fine. Then you get it when it's cheaper on sale. And also, just make sure when you're eating, I'm not going to talk about moderation now, that's another issue. You don't want to be gluttonous, you know, you want to moderate whatever you have, but good things are good. But make sure you get the best price for them. Make sure, too, that you don't buy things you don't need, because they're always trying to shove things in your face that you don't need. You find out a lot of times, too, you can do things yourself, too, and learn how to make them. For instance, we put together our own computer over here, System Re put the computer together. We got the best, highest, fastest type of computer you could have. We investigated all the different parts. We brought the components, and she put it all together. And we saved a whole bunch of money by putting together our own computers. And now, the other thing about recycling, it goes back, and that's one good thing the world is doing today. They're doing it here in the United States, one of the very few things. They don't do many good things, but they still do some good things. Recycling is a good thing because you are turning things back over, and it's frugal. It's frugal to recycle. Now, you remember years ago, they used to have, when they had the milk jars, you could put the milk jar out in the front, and the milkman would take the old milk jar, clean it, use it, and bring it back again. So you'd recycle things. Diapers, you'd clean them. Now you got throwaway diapers, throwaway plates, throwaway utensils, plastic, everything's throwaway. Like, a lot of it has to do with laziness. That has to do with laziness because you don't want to clean diapers. You know how much money you end up spending by buying those throwaway diapers? You buy the regular diapers and you clean them like people used to do in the old days. What do you think? Back in the days of King David and all, he had throwaway diapers. They go in and he can throw it. That'd be goofy. We've become very spoiled, too, in this country, you know, where people get plastic plates, plastic dishes. You know why women do that? Because they don't want to clean dishes. They get a lot of people, they give you the plastic plate, and they just throw them in the garbage. Now, sometimes you might have to do that if you have a real lot of people and you don't have enough plates. So I'm not saying that's as a general rule, you don't do that. But if you have a lot of people and you don't have enough utensils, then you may have to do that. But there's a lot of things they sell you out there that you don't need, that before you could have recycled. Then getting back to this recycling thing is good, though, because it's just almost the same as if when you used to give the milk bottles back to the guy and he would reuse it. So you really are reusing your glass. So glasses or metal. So recycling is another very frugal thing. And we do it here, and on top of we get money. But not all of it. A lot of the stuff we recycle here, we don't get money for it. But in a way, here's how we save money, though. Out here, we don't have a garbage service. You have to throw your own garbage out. Or if you hire a garbage service, it's really expensive. So we bring our own garbage to the dumpster, and we pay for it by the load. So if the less garbage you bring to the dumpster, the less you got to pay. So they have a recycle program. For what do you guys recycle now that we don't get paid for? Cardboard?
Plastic,
cardboard, glass.
Right, and then there's different, like, press board.
Press board and all that. So we get all that makes up a big portion of our garbage. So we take that and we recycle it. And we don't get any money for it, but we don't have to pay to have it thrown away.
Right.
We don't have to pay to have it thrown away. So we recycle that. And then we have that's it. Now the other thing, yeah.
We also recycle our compost
Our compost, yeah.
Glass too.
We do the glass, yeah. So the biggest portion of our garbage gets recycled, so we're not throwing out that much.
Yeah.
The other thing that is this is the stupid Greenpeace people that are idolized nature. The real way to get rid of garbage that's after you've done all the recycling is to burn it. There's nothing better than burning it. We used to do that up in northern New Mexico on our front lawn. You know how much garbage, how when you burn garbage, how it whittles it down to like ashes, there's nothing left? That's the ideal way to get rid of garbage? No, but you got these peaceniks out here, these idolizers of nature, these liars about science, that if I burn this, it's going to ruin the ecosystem. So you're not allowed to burn garbage anymore. And they got these humongous landfills where the stuff is going there and taking up a whole bunch of space and everything when you can just simply burn it. And on top, just look at the landfill of all the throw out things that are out there. All the stuff you buy in the stores that you throw out. So capitalism definitely breeds greed and selfishness and waste, excessive luxury, spoils people, and they get spoiled by it. They want to have these things. So frugality means, of course, like I said before, budgeting. How much money do I have this month to pay for rent for this? What do I have left? I need money for food. If you're drinking beers or wines or vodkas, how much money do I need for my beers and wines and vodkas? Then if you figure out you're going to be a little bit short, then you have to buy a cheaper alcohol. You can't drink the expensive one. You got to go for one that's a little bit cheaper. Or learn how to make your own or cut back somewhere else. Big thing you want to make sure is at the end of the month, you're not running out of whatever money you're taking in. Because then you're falling into the trap of the devil. It's not frugal. You're going to get yourself into trouble. So there's so many different ways you can save money to cut your bills down. If you have some type of a cable thing where you can pay less, then you have to go down to the less program. You can't have the higher one. Or if you're on the internet and you have the highest speed, but you're finding out you can't afford it, you got to go down to the lower speed internet. But, you know, there's so many ways that you can save money. And they even have people that do that on the natural plane when they go shopping. Coupons. They would clip coupons. People who have used a credit card, the only way you can use your credit card without sinning is if you don't incur any interest on it. You pay your bills every month. And you get credits on them, too. So if you buy this, you get a 3% credit, and you get money back on that. You know, the credit cards will go out of business if everybody used a credit card that way and never incurred one penny of interest. There would be no such thing as credit card. That's the end of that business. But for a person who's frugal, he can use it, make money off of it by getting the benefits. Frugal means also getting your best prices, not spending more than you have. The other thing we do when we typing, printing stuff out on our papers, if we have a blank side on the other paper that we didn't, that's blank, we use it for scrap paper. We save it. And we use it for note paper. We don't throw it out. So if there's a blank side on a paper, a sheet of paper, we take that and we put it into the scrap paper bin and we use it. We use it for notes and all that. Little things like that.
even if it's double-sided printing, we either burn it in the fireplace or grind it up in a compost.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then yeah, we either use it for compost or we put it in the fireplace. There's a use for everything. And when we get our printing paper, we wait for it to be on sale. And then I buy, like, whole, and usually when it's on sale, I got, I don't know how many, like, they come 5,000 per box. We got a penny a piece per box when they're on sale. A penny! We almost can't believe some of this sale. If you look around, and then also God had, when you start living like that, then God starts blessing you. He starts blessing you 100-fold. You start finding out you have everything you need. And more than what you need. You have everything on top of that and more. And then you have peace, the peace of God. Well, we may not have the most fanciest houses in the world, okay? You know, with gold and silver and diamonds and pearls. If you had money, I'm not against that. That would be nice, but we don't have that. But even a person who's rich has to be prepared to live like a frugal person. There's one verse in there. It says, there's a man who has many riches, and it's as if he were poor. There's a man who has many riches, and it's as if he were poor. He lives frugal, is what they're trying to say. So if you have a lot of money, if you're a rich person, the temptations are much greater. Doesn't mean you can't save your soul, but there's a lot of temptations there. You have to use your money for the glory of God as a Catholic. First, to give to His church and for His glory. And then you have to give it to help other people. Right? And then you have to be frugal yourself, even as a rich person. A rich person is entitled to have a nicer place, whatever he can afford it, a good place. So if a rich person wants to get something with a gold or something, make sure you get the best price on the gold. Make sure you get the best guy to do the best job. There's nothing wrong with that. But even he should be frugal. And most rich people usually are, because they don't get to be... Not all of them, though. Maybe first-generation rich people are frugal, but their kids that come after them sometimes aren't. And then they end up being wasteful. So frugality is a virtue, and the opposite of that is a sin. So if you're not frugal, you're committing sins. Venial sins, and possibly mortal sins, depending on how unfrugal you are. It could be even worse than that. Idea of when you buy sodas and stuff, if you like Gatorades, you like sodas, you go in there, you buy them in bulk when they're on sale. And then you have a bunch of them. And you put, so you have like, we go in and get a case of soda when it's on sale. We don't get the, you know, you go in there and you have the individual sodas in the rack. Boy, you're paying a lot of money that way. If you add up that times six, but when you get to, in sale, the sodas would be on sale in here for like a six pack for a buck. That would be the best price. You go into those stores, you're paying a buck for one can. You're paying a buck for one can. You buy it on sale, but you have to buy a case or something. You get it for like a buck for a six pack. Maybe it might be a little bit more than that now. But you're saving a lot of money. It's the same soda. It's the same Gatorade. It's not anything different. We're not saying you can't have good things. It's that you check, buy them on sale. Once you get into that habit of starting to buy and stock things up for a month or so, you get used to it. Then you see that it really works good. You'll see I'm on my last six pack of Gatorade or 7-Up. I'm going to go out and get another case as soon as it's on sale. We would usually stack up with 3 or 4 or 5 cases when something's on sale, because we know it won't be on sale for another couple of months. Coffee. Buy coffee on sale. You know how much money you save on coffee when you buy it on sale? But if you add up all these things, you're saving a lot of money. And that, even on the natural plane, that's a good quality that God's given all people. Even pagans should be frugal. They should know that by the natural law of living frugally. And God says He'll give you 100-fold when you live like that, as long as if you have the faith of life everlasting. And frugal also means that when you are poor, like I said before, don't live above your means. Know what you can afford and what you cannot afford. All right, may the Lord grant us all the grace to be frugal in our life, so we may get many graces and blessings from our Lord God and not commit any sins. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.